You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
1K payday. I'll get some folks qualified for that money on the show today, Brian. Lucky person could use it to get the new iPhone 12 Pro. iPhone 12 Mini. Apple just released 4 new phones in a virtual event yesterday. I know you're an Apple guy. Are you going to take a bite with the new phones?
I don't know, man. I need to see more from Apple, okay? Because the last time that I got a new phone, it was the same as the old phone. So I don't know.
They say that they have provided the world with the thinnest, smallest, and lightest phone available on this planet.
Keep that phone away from me.
You can also enjoy faster. That's what my phone sound like, I thought. I was about to go off. You know I'm at work.
Nothing makes Shay more mad than when you call her and she at work.
Why you go pick my ringtone to put on there?
I didn't know you had a ringtone.
I do. Usually I keep it on silent, but anyway. Also, you can enjoy 5G.
Okay. I don't know. Where I live at, the tires don't be working that much, so.
The new iPhone 12 Mini starts at $699. And then if you get the big boy, the 12 Pro Max, that's $1,099.
You certainly know how to sell.
I'm not selling it. I asked you, are you getting it?
Man, it needs to be more, okay? It can't be the same thing except you claim it's a little faster.
It's got two cameras on the back. And on the 12 Pro Max, how about they got 3 cameras?
What's that gonna do? Make me look even bigger?
Oh, Brian. It also says better battery life.
Yeah, all right.
But this, I'm very pleased with my 11's battery life.
I do like my battery life. It's still holding up.
It was terrible.
Yeah, it's still holding up.
It's way better now, I must admit. Because you used to tell me all the time, why your phone dead?
Man, your phone will always
be dead. You'll be dead by the end of the show.
Shay is where's your charger person? That's who Shay is.
Not anymore.
You got your charger on you?
Not anymore.
No, not anymore. You ain't asked that in a couple years or so.
Ever since I've had this phone, I haven't needed it.
Because you know the jig is up, though, when your phones start acting up and they have these Apple events, right? My phone ain't been acting up, though.
They gonna wait until they have this ready in the stores. It ain't ready in the stores yet. Once it is, expect some problems.
Next week, it'll happen.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622, highs in the mid-80s today. Sunny skies, mostly clear and 60 right now in Grandview. Shade was popping.
How do you think you would respond if Oprah Winfrey hit your line?
I would be shocked.
It could happen. Oprah Winfrey is out here campaigning for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. She's calling folk on their cell phones.
Hi, is this Christian?
Yes, Master speaking.
Hi, this is Christian. This is Oprah Winfrey. It really is Oprah Winfrey.
But I just want to confirm, is this Oprah?
This is Oprah.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. And Christian, I'm a volunteer with Beto's group powered by people calling about the upcoming election. First, I want to thank you for being you're a Texas voter, right?
That's right, yes, ma'am.
And as you may know, early voting begins tomorrow.
Yes, it does, that's right.
On a scale from 0 to 10, 0 being I'm never going to vote and 10 being I'm definitely voting, what number describes you, Christian?
I'm an 11. I'm already there tomorrow at 8 a.m., actually.
Well, Oprah better not give me the number.
Well, let me retract that. She is with a nonpartisan group.
Ah, okay.
She's not endorsing anybody in this particular thing.
779311.
Oh, Lord.
Come on, Oprah, give me them digits. Come on.
Oprah got Stedman.
She got me, too.
Nah, she good with Stedman. I seen Stedman.
He old. I'm young. I'm a young blood.
Dr. Dre's wife is under investigation for embezzlement.
Uh-oh.
According to TMZ, Dr. Dre's business partner, Larry Chapman, has filed a police report alleging that Nicole drew hundreds of thousands of dollars from their business account without authorization. He claimed that that number totaled $385,029.
I need that money.
Meanwhile, Nicole's team has responded saying that this is just a smear campaign and she has done absolutely nothing wrong.
$40.
This is turning real bad and ugly. You hate to see a divorce go like this.
This is what happens typically in a divorce.
Yeah.
When you're trying to hold what you got, people are upset. Mm-hmm. Especially when they've been married for over 20 years like they have. That's a lot of time.
Mm.
For $40? Killer Mike is going to be honored with the Change Maker recognition at the Billboard Music Awards.
Deserved. He's been, he's turned over a new leaf past, you know, several years or so.
It airs tonight at 8 p.m. Kelly Clarkson is the host. Brandy and John Legend and others are set to perform. I actually sent an email to Killer Mike's people. He's got a new venture called Greenwood Bank. It's being billed as the...
Oh, the internet bank. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean it. I just jumped out there with it. My bad.
So we're going to see if we can get an interview with him.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I was selling my Pan-African American flag on Marketplace, man. And I kid you not, bro, I had thousands and thousands of hate comments. What kind of flag is this? We only got one American flag. But they never brung up the Trump flag. I'm shaking my head at the hypocrisy, man. That's all. So I'm a little mad at that.
Well, you know what the deal is in these times right now, especially during election season, dog. So just, you know, be mindful. Take notes. Keep it moving, dog.
Yeah.
All right, man. Have a good one.
You too, brother.
Okay, black, 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 black on black, black, my thoughts so black, black, black on black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking that black on black, it's black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels in this black, black whip with this black, 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 so black on black on black on black on
black, 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 black on black, black, my thoughts so black, black, black on black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking all black, everything is black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels black, in this black, black whip with this black, 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 black.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student, mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch.
Hot 103 Jams encourages you to get out and vote November 3rd. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning. What up, Max Saul? 653. Look for highs in the mid-80s. Sunny skies. Right now, you're partly cloudy and 60 in Overland Park.
20 days until Election Day. United Believers Community Church is now a site where you can go in person for absentee voting. They even have Saturday hours.
Shout out to Pastor Edwards, always putting it down for the community, man.
Economists from two universities did an experiment, Brian. Mm-hmm. And they found that political candidates who invest the most time, energy, and money were most likely to make it to the second stage of this experiment. And that those same people were also more likely to break the promises that they had given to folks in this experiment after they were elected. What do you think that's an effect of?
I honestly can't call it right now.
I think in part people like to hear positive things, and they want to believe that you're going to do what you say.
Yeah.
So if you make the most promises and it's in line with what you need, where do I sign?
But how does that affect you long term, though? Like, after getting, as far as getting reelected or elected for a higher position, like, they can recall
sometimes
that.
Sometimes they change. But right now with the Supreme Court, these same Republicans said, you can write this down. In an election year, you should not elect a Supreme Court judge, is what they said.
And when did they say that?
When Barack Obama was in office, his last year. Was 9 months left.
2016.
And now, fast forward to 2020, even with those statements on record, yeah.
This is why video and social media is so important, I think, Shay, because we used to couldn't keep track of these things that are being said. Now we can. And I think that some of the things that you're talking about could come back to bite some candidates.
It's not. They're still moving forward. Something has happened with the truth. Like, it ain't the truth no more. It's not.
Now, that's interesting that you would say that, because misinformation is out. Like, people be believing the most asinine things these days.
Sending some letters out this week to see if we can get Mike Parson on the show. His opponent, Nicole Galloway. See if we can get Lieutenant Governor Kehoe in the building, and see if we can get Alicia Kennedy. We got 20 days left. We got some decisions to make.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday afternoon, I had the opportunity to speak with some girls from Center High School. Shouts out to my Sarah, Dr. Yolanda Cargyle, for putting together the SIS program, the Sisters Inspiring Sisters.
Oh, yeah. She took over the Center School District.
That's right.
Yes. What up, Dr. Cargyle?
I spent more than an hour with the young ladies via Zoom, talking about my life, my career, and I got more from it than I'm sure they got. It was
Oh,
awesome.
Come on now.
No, for real.
Don't sell yourself short.
No, for real. After I finished my call with the girls, I logged on to day two of Amazon Prime. Damn! I ain't gonna lie. Put two things in my shopping cart, and then I said to myself, you don't need any of this stuff. Walmart released what they're gonna do for the holiday season this year. They say instead of just the regular day after Thanksgiving deals, they're gonna spread them out through the entire month of November.
Okay, I like that.
For me, I don't really see myself doing a lot of holiday shopping this year, due in part to the pandemic. I feel like I need to hold on to my money just because I don't know what's going to happen.
I feel you on that, but what about your niecey poos?
Well, my niecey poos is grown. It's time for them to pay me back. Hell no. I need them to pay like they weigh.
Ew.
So I'd like to know, Kansas City, how will the pandemic affect how you do your holiday shopping this year?
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722, look for highs in the mid-80s today. Sunny skies right now. You're cloudy at 61 in Blue Springs. Shade was popping.
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Libra friends.
Hopefully ain't as many as yesterday.
R&B singer Karen White is 55 today.
Hey, it's time to get romantic.
You always pick the B-side.
That's right. I don't want to pick the obvious.
Actor and comedian Jay Farrow is 33 today. Very noisy sports analyst Stephen A. Smith is 53.
I love Stephen A.
I did not have a good weekend.
Uh-oh.
I'm not having a good day. A matter of fact, I am having a very bad day.
Noisy. An R&B singer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he be texting me and stuff.
Sure he does.
I'm dead serious.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, let me pull up the text right.
All I do is think of you.
Talking about Usher off his first album. I love this song.
Don't make me lose my mind.
Hey. Love look. Usher. It looked like you texted him and he ain't replied.
No, this is his side right here. I'm not replying.
Yeah.
He's 42 years old today.
Happy birthday, everybody born on October 14th.
So yesterday, Cardi B accidentally shared a topless photo of herself on the interwebs. She quickly deleted it and fans went bonkers. So she wrote, "Lord, why the F you have to make me so effing stupid?"
Hold on, I got you. No. That was a voice note on Twitter.
Oh, she did it.
"Lord, why the F you have to make me so f- stupid? And f- why? You know what? I'm never going to be myself up about it. I'm just going to eat my breakfast. Just going to eat my breakfast, right? I'm going to eat my breakfast. And then I'm going to..."
It's a little inaudible, but you get the gist of it. She didn't like that it leaked, but she also said that, "Forget it. I used to be a stripper. Y'all done seen it before. Here it is."
The hashtag boobs out for Cardi began trending on Twitter. A lot of people were talking about the shape and appearance of her breasts, which I found super duper weird.
You know they gonna do that.
Everybody has different...
Yeah, everybody's bodies is different.
So when people start talking like that, that makes me think that you've not seen enough of them for you to know that each one is different.
Or they expect some type of perfection based off what they see on socials and what they see in, you know, adult videos or whatever.
Which is an awful standard that women cannot live up to.
Awful. It's terrible.
Straight up.
It's unrealistic. But that's how I know I'm black, though, because my nipples is brown.
Ew. The Secret to Coming to America has reportedly been sold to Amazon Studios for $125 million. So it's not going to be coming to your big screen as we expected. It'll be on your scene for the house.
Whatever. It could be on an iPhone. It could be on a Jitterbug. It could be at the drive-in on I-70 that used to be there. I'm still going to see it.
That's right. So look out for it. I do have Amazon Prime. I will share the code with you since you share the Netflix with me. Expect it December 18th.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Really thinking about what my holiday shopping is going to look like. Last year, I already had several items purchased. I like to plan things out so that I'm not spending huge amounts of money at once.
I'm the opposite. I do it last minute. That's me.
So I'm keeping my eye on my coinage. I don't think it's smart to spend a whole bunch of money right now, just because we don't know what this supposed second wave that the health professionals are saying is on the way with the coronavirus. You just never know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, that's something that we've learned this year, is that always expect the unexpected. And I'm kind of with you on that, but at the same time, we've been blessed to work the entire year.
We have.
Yeah, and I know that there are folks out there who who's really faced some bad hardships. So I don't take that for granted. But with that being said, Shay, I don't see me cutting down on the gifts.
My plan is to write some heartfelt letters to everybody in my family longhand.
Longhand, okay.
Right, with a pen and paper.
On a Big Chief tablet.
Fam. Dear mommy, I'm starting right now.
Cursing.
Ever since I was born, you had loved it me.
She ain't trying to hear that. You better get her a purse, a Birkin bag or something.
Letters. Has the pandemic affected the way that you're going to do your holiday shopping this year?
I have 8 grandkids, and I've already put my stuff in their way.
Okay.
So I'm good.
Do you think that you're going to spend the same amount of money that you spent last year versus what you're going to spend this year?
No, ma'am, I'm not. What I actually have done is I did $100 per child. But my oldest granddaughter, Taylor, we're going to give her money.
Okay.
Because she's in college, and we probably could give her like one of those gift boxes with the Taiwan noodles and all that stuff in it as well. But no, last year I spent like $1,800.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're going to spend about $800 this year.
Yeah, I can't do it no more. I can't. Like you said, because of this pandemic. And I love you guys. Y'all are wild and crazy. And every morning, I got you on tune.
Well, we love you guys too. Thank you for calling up. Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
October is Domestic Violence and Prevention Awareness Month. At 9:23, Dr. RJ will be giving some information. If you're in an abusive relationship, there's help, and she's got it. Talking about what folks are going to do this year as far as holiday shopping is concerned.
Making that real money.
Do you think the majority of people who are listening this morning are afraid of what's to come?
Yes.
In months or no?
Yes, I do. I do. The unemployment rate is still sky high. Some folks got furloughed. And this year has really shown that it's shown that things can be unpredictable at times. And so with that being said, it's like, fam, I got this money in the bank and I need to keep it there.
For me personally, I love to give gifts. You know that. I'm a gift giver. Mm-hmm. If I see something that I think one of my loved ones would like, I get it all throughout the year. I don't wait to the end of the year.
You don't.
But this year, my thoughts are a little bit different. I want to spend time with people that I love now, instead of buying them something that can be broken, something that can wear out, something that they can forget about in the back of their closet.
Another gem you just put out, because that is something that will never be forgotten, that will always stick in your memories, is spending time. And it's like, with so many deaths that we've had this year, we don't know how much time we actually have with each other.
Facts, Brian. So many people have left this earth. People who, like, people were not expecting. Young, virile, healthy people. Will the pandemic affect how you do your holiday shopping this year?
So usually my mom, she has 6 grandkids, my son, and then my sister's 5 others. And usually we're used to spending a good 100, maybe 150 on each kid. That is not the case this year. We done decided that every kid is getting one outfit, one book, and one toy. No ifs, ands, or buts.
One book, huh?
One book. I'm not even playing. And I've made her stick to it, because every time we go shopping, she'll be like, oh, so-and-so needs this. Oh my God, they would love this. I'm like, no, not doing it. Nope, we gotta ship all this. I'm not doing it. Mm-mm.
Well, that's just the reality of some folks, man, and I get it. What's your name?
Tiffany from Raytown.
Tiffany, thank you so much for calling up and sharing with us, and good luck with your holiday shopping.
Oh, yeah. Amazon, here I come.
Have a good one.
Bye.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Second time in NFL history, a Tuesday night football competition was played. It was a curb stomping. Tennessee Titans embarrassed the Buffalo Bills last night.
DJ Cole, since you want to call everybody. You ain't called nobody last night. Shay was trying to holler at you, dog.
He gonna say they wait into next week.
Yeah, right.
When the Chiefs roll into Buffalo and snatch their lunches.
This Monday, 4 p.m. is going down.
Another thing happened last night. The Jets released Le'Veon Bell. I just saw a tweet that said, should the Chiefs try to get him?
Boy, I wish. Boy, we get Le'Veon Bell on our team. Yeah. Boy, look. Let me tell you something. Le'Veon Bell is just the perfect back for Andy Reid. He catches the ball out of the backfield. He's fast. He's patient. He is one of the premier backs in the league. It's unfortunate that he was with the Jets, though, because they are a dumpster fire right now.
Why would they not trade him instead of just letting him go?
Well, they tried. His contract was a little big.
Okay.
So when your contract is like that and you're a running back, not a spring chicken either. He's what, 27, 28, something like that. Not too old, but not too young. He's like right there in the middle of his prime. But you don't ever want a big contract running back.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But Le'Veon Bell is a great player. Let's not get that mistaken.
What are your predictions for our... We're playing on Sunday, right? Or is it Monday?
Monday, 4 p.m.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The Bills are a good team. Let's not get lost on that. They are. But I think the Chiefs will be pissed off to the highest of pissivity. And I think we'll go in there and get the win. It'll be close, though. But I think we can go in there and get the win.
I checked the weather. It should be fine.
Yeah.
Because that's a piece of the puzzle.
But that's where Pat thrives in, though. Patrick Mahomes thrives in inclement weather, especially the snow. He's like undefeated in snow games. He loves snow games.
You ain't never been in that stadium.
Nah, I know it's a different animal.
And he's never
there.
Played in that stadium either.
Nah, he hasn't. I know.
Brian.
I know, yeah. The Chiefs have not had a successful time going to Buffalo.
It's something that you can't even imagine. Yeah. I can't even explain it thoroughly to let you know what it feels like being inside of that stadium.
And for those who don't know, Shay used to work in Buffalo back in the early 2000s or so.
I spent 3 years in that city.
When you was a young tenderoni.
Fresh out of college. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? But for real, mm-hmm. I thought because I was, you know, born in New York, mm-hmm. but there is a different level of cold in Western New York that you're not expecting, because not only are they 5 minutes away from Canada, so you get all of that northerly wind from Canada, mm-hmm. but also right on Lake Erie, so you have the lake effect snow that also happens.
That's why Cleveland be so cold, because it's by all those lakes.
I said that is the armpit of the biggest devil dog in hell. It's what it's like in Buffalo, and that's why I stopped.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822, highs in the mid-80s today. Sunny skies. Right now, you are cloudy and 62 at the Grand View Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
According to TMZ.com, Tory Lanez has been ordered to stay away from Megan Thee Stallion. The rapper appeared by phone for his hearing in an L.A. County court yesterday. He was scheduled to be arraigned on charges of assault with a firearm and possession of an unregistered gun, but the hearing has been postponed to November 18th after his attorney requested a continuance. Meanwhile, the judge issued a protective order against Tory. He must remain at least 100 yards away from Megan and not contact her. He must also surrender any guns he owns. Tory plans to post bail, which has been set at $190,000. If convicted, he could serve 22 years in state prison. In related news, Megan opened up about the shooting to the New York Times.
What does it mean to be a woman of color? She's gotta be strong, because that's just the expectation. Loving herself, but not too much, because then she's conceited. Being his lady in the streets, but his freak in the sheets. Inheriting her grandma's love, but always loving the wrong one. Twerking for her man, but not with her friends. Being constantly told she's too much or not enough.
The most disrespected person is the black woman.
Constantly having to prove she's a victim because society sides with a man. Not being able to express her traumas because she can't show no weakness. It's constantly told that she's too dark, too thin, too thick, too much of a being murdered, beaten, abused, then questioned if she evoked all of it. Is left out on the street, but becomes the flower that grows from the concrete.
Who taught you to hate yourself from the top of your head to the soles of your feet?
She marches for everyone else, riots for everyone else, dies for everyone else. She loves everyone else, lives for everyone else.
But when it comes down to her, it ain't a motherfucking in sight.
You know, Shay, a lot of times we don't, as black men, we don't realize everything that black women go through. And everything she said was factual. There's nothing you can take from that that was a lie. And so I just feel like we all need to, as men, really need to take you all into consideration a little more. And I'm guilty of that sometimes. Because y'all go through a lot.
This is true. Food Network Sunny Anderson is calling out online bullies. So they be talking about her online like the long way.
About what?
What's so nuts is people follow you to
talk about you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah, we got those.
So she wrote this on her socials. Trolls, bullies, narcissists, they all exist here online and in real life. I see it. Weird people talking about how they want me to look and act. Oh, my wigs are bad. Food is gross. I'm fat. To this, to that, whatever. I see sexists telling only women to tie their hair back in the kitchen. Some don't even think I have a kitchen. I never get hurt by words from strangers, ever. At 45, I'm immune to words tossed at me, but I'm not immune to understanding the human condition. Just like my bully growing up, I know that those that the bully and troll have pain, plenty of it in narcissism, whether they see it or not.
Wow, she handled that well. You know, and you know, you and I, we both have those encounters too sometimes with people online. They like to take shots or whatever, and the best thing is to ignore it. But at the same time, it does take a toll on you sometimes. It does. Like you say, words mean stuff.
Yep. I don't know what to say on that.
But y'all still whack and y'all still be trying to bully people and it ain't working.
I don't even got that energy for it. Yeah. What now?
Yeah, I got it.
I'm James Brown. I'm James Brown to the hate. What'd you say?
What'd you say?
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Wanice.
All right, Wanice, it's your time to shine.
I got plans to put my hands in places I've never seen. Girl, you know what I mean.
Take you to a place nice and quiet.
Ow.
There ain't no one there to interrupt. Ain't got a rush. I just wanna take it nice and slow.
And baby, tell me what you wanna do with me.
Do you wanna get freaky?
Well,
I freak you right, I will. I freak you right, I will. I freak you like no one has ever made you feel.
What's that in your pocket, Brian? Well, he's turned on.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Wanice.
Thank you.
Don't tell everybody my business.
Yo, low key, I was telling my baby the other day, I was like, I have a crush on Brian B. Shining because it's a voice for me.
Ow. Go ahead, girl.
Injection, fellas. You just got qualified for $1,000, plus you got hooked up with $30. Lottery robbery riches instant ticket prize pack, all right?
Okay.
What station's live, local, and lit?
Hot 103 Jam.
Get the number, Brian.
I want to break it down.
Listen for your chance to win $1,000.
Get a bag.
With a 1K payday from Hot 103 Jam.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah! The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ, powered by PRA Health Sciences and Hot 103 Jams.
October is Domestic Violence Prevention and Awareness Month. Although many parents don't believe that violence can happen to their teens, abuse can happen to anyone. According to the Partnership Against Domestic Violence, 1 in 3 teens will experience dating abuse. Would you know if your child was in an abusive relationship? Here are a few warning signs. 1. Sudden changes in clothes or makeup. 2. Bruises, scratches, or other injuries. 3. Failing grades, skipping class, or dropping out of school activities. 4. Avoiding friends. 5. difficulty making decisions or always relying on the decisions of others. 6, sudden changes in mood or personality, becoming anxious or depressed, or acting out or becoming secretive. 7, changes in eating or sleeping habits and avoiding eye contact. 8, constantly thinking or worrying about their dating partner. 9, using alcohol or drugs. 10, emotional outbursts and crying fits. For more information about teen dating violence, visit PADV.org or talk to your healthcare providers, including your therapist. This is Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shay and Shine for your Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.